I've already got the ladder open when you walk in. It's leaning just a little closer to the wall than most people would like, and I'm standing there with one hand on the rung, the other holding the old fixture by the canopy, feeling that faint warmth that tells me someone's been using this light more than they realize. I'm not rushing. That's the first thing I want you to notice. Replacing a light fixture isn't about speed, it's about awareness, about knowing what you're touching before you touch it. Most people get nervous right here, before anything even comes loose, because electricity feels invisible and unforgiving. But this is one of those jobs where calm matters more than confidence. I'll tell you why in a minute. For now, just stand where you are and look up with me. Notice how the fixture sits. Notice how the wires disappear into the ceiling. This job is less about swapping hardware and more about understanding what's holding things in place, what's carrying power, and what's just there for looks. You can do this. I'll walk you through it the same way I learned, by paying attention to what's really happening above your head. Replacing a light fixture sounds simple, and that's usually where people go wrong. They think it's a cosmetic job, something closer to decorating than wiring. But what you're actually doing is disconnecting and reconnecting part of a live electrical system that runs through your house every minute of the day. Even when the light is off, the system itself is still there, waiting. The task isn't about the fixture, it's about managing electricity safely while maintaining mechanical support overhead. What this job really accomplishes is three things at once. First, you're changing how light is delivered in a space. Brightness, direction. Second, you're ensuring the electrical connection remains solid, uninterrupted, and protected. And third, you're making sure whatever you install stays physically secure over time. Miss any one of those, and problems show up later, not right away. That's why people think they did it right until weeks or months down the line. Most failures with light fixtures don't happen during installation. They happen afterward. Flickering lights, buzzing sounds, fixtures that feel warm when they shouldn't, canopies that loosen, screws that back out. Those are signs of poor connection, poor support, or both. And the reason people end up there is because they treat the task like a swap instead of a system interaction. Here's what most people get wrong mentally. They focus on the wires as the danger and ignore the box in the ceiling. That box is doing more work than people realize. It's carrying the fixture's weight, protecting the wire connections, and anchoring everything to the structure above. If the box is loose, cracked, or not rated to support the fixture, it doesn't matter how good your wiring is, you've already lost. Another common mistake is assuming wire color alone tells the whole story. Black, white, maybe green, or bare copper. That's the basic language, but houses don't always speak it cleanly. Older homes, previous DIY work, switched loops, these can all create situations where things don't match expectations. That's why this task starts with observation, not action. Success with replacing a light fixture looks boring when it's done right. The light turns on, it stays on, it doesn't flicker, it doesn't hum. The fixture sits tight against the ceiling without gaps. Nothing moves when you touch it. You forget about it entirely. That's the goal. If you finish and immediately want to show someone how you did it, chances are you rushed something. Before touching tools, the right way to think about this job is to slow your mind down to match the pace electricity demands. Electricity doesn't forgive assumptions. It only responds to correct connections and proper isolation. You don't need to fear it, but you do need to respect it. That respect shows up in how you check power, how you support the fixture while disconnecting it, and how you rebuild the connection deliberately. I've made mistakes here. Early on, I trusted wire colors without testing. I assumed ceiling boxes were solid without tugging on them. I've held fixtures with one hand while loosening wires with the other, thinking I could manage the weight. That's how you end up with strained wrists, damaged wires, or worse. Experience teaches you that this task is less about hands-on skill and more about decision-making before your hands ever move. Think of this as a controlled exchange. You're removing one component from a live system and inserting another. The system wants continuity. Your job is to give it continuity safely. Everything else, the style, the brightness, the finish, that's secondary. Get the system right, and the fixture will take care of itself. Before I touch a single wire, I make the space work for me. That starts with the ladder. I don't care how tall you are or how low the ceiling is. Standing on a chair is not the same thing. A ladder gives you stability, but more importantly, it gives you freedom to let go with one hand when you need to. That matters more than people think. I position the ladder so I'm not reaching. Reaching overhead while dealing with wiring is how you lose fine control. You want your chest close enough to the work that your arms aren't fully extended. When your shoulders relax, your hands get smarter. You feel resistance better. You notice when something isn't right. The tools themselves are simple, but each one earns its place. A screwdriver that fits the screws properly matters more than having a full set. A loose-fitting screwdriver slips, and slipping near wiring is never good. Wire strippers should match the gauge of wire you're working with, so you don't nick the copper. Nicks lead to weak spots, and weak spots lead to heat. I always have a voltage tester within reach, not somewhere across the room, within reach. Because checking power isn't a one-time thing. You check before you start, and you check again when something doesn't feel right. Power should be off, but you don't trust memory or labels. You trust confirmation. Workspace readiness also means light. Ironically, you're replacing a light, so the room might be dim. I bring a portable light source so I'm not guessing at wire colors or screw threads. Shadows hide mistakes. Now let's talk about your body. This is where most DIY instruction fails because it doesn't talk about feel. I plant my feet so my weight is centered. I don't lean my torso back while my arms reach up. I keep my core steady so my hands can move precisely. When you're balanced, you don't rush. When you don't rush, you think. Before starting, I check the ceiling box by gently pulling downward. Not hard, just enough to see if it shifts. A solid box doesn't move. If it wiggles, that's a problem you solve before installing anything new. Readiness means knowing the mounting point can handle what you're about to hang. I also lay out the new fixture completely before installation. I want to see how it mounts, where the screws go, how the canopy fits. This isn't about reading instructions, it's about visualizing how everything comes together so you're not figuring it out while holding weight overhead. When everything is ready, there's a moment you should feel before starting. It's a sense of control, not confidence. Control. You know where your tools are. You know how the fixture mounts. You know the power is off. If you don't feel that yet, you're not ready, and that's okay. Readiness isn't rushed. When I start, the first thing I do is kill the power at the breaker. Then I confirm it's dead at the fixture. I don't assume. I test. Silence from the tester is what I'm listening for. That quiet click or lack of light is your green light to proceed. I support the old fixture before disconnecting anything. This is where people get nervous. Holding something overhead while loosening wires feels awkward at first. But this is where judgment matters. I loosen the mounting screws slowly, feeling for the shift in weight, keeping control so nothing drops or pulls on the wires. As the wires come into view, I pause. I look at how they're connected. I notice how many wires there are, how they're grouped, how they're capped. This tells a story. It tells me whether the circuit feeds something else, whether this light is part of a run, or whether it's an endpoint. That awareness helps prevent mistakes. Disconnecting wires is deliberate. I don't yank. I unwind. I keep the wires separated and visible so nothing touches accidentally. If a wire feels stiff or brittle, that tells me the house has some age and I slow down even more. Installing the new fixture is the reverse, but with more attention. Connections should feel firm, not forced. When wire nuts go on, I twist until there's resistance. Then I tug gently to confirm the wire is secure. Loose connections cause heat. Heat causes problems you won't see until later. As I tuck the wires back into the box, I listen to how they move. They shouldn't crunch. They shouldn't fight you. They should settle. That's a sound and a feel you learn over time. When something feels springy or stubborn, it usually means wires are crossing awkwardly. Mounting the fixture is about alignment. I tighten screws evenly so the fixture sits flush. I don't over-tighten. Over-tightening strips threads and cracks canopies. You want snug, not strained. Before restoring power, I step back and look. Is the fixture straight? Is it tight? Are there gaps? This pause saves rework. Then I turn the power back on and test. The light should come on cleanly. No delay, no flicker, no sound. If it does, you did it right. If it doesn't, you don't panic. You shut the power back off and reassess. That's professional judgment, knowing when to stop and think instead of forcing a solution. I'll end where I always do with jobs like this. Replacing a light fixture isn't about bravery. It's about patience. It's about respecting systems you can't see. And it's about trusting that if you move deliberately, check your work, and listen to what your hands are telling you, you're capable of doing this safely and well. You don't need to rush. You already know how to slow down.